great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow is just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a
and
dream come
true. Tomorrow, I'm going to be in adult so Disneyland called Las
Vegas.
Wow, how's that?
Nice.
It is?
I thought, were you trying to sing there?
It's a great
I'm not a very
beautiful
good singer.
Tomorrow.
That's better than I can do.
Just a dream away.
Just a dream away. You got to love Disneyland, though, despite the movie. What's
and
that?
Here's the ladies.
Oh, the ladies. I can picture them doing the can-can. Oh, look at that.
They've got like a what is that?
Like
20s
a
kind of accent there. Yeah.
Wow, that brings back great memories. And
flappers.
We're going to talk about what?
They're called flappers.
Flappers?
Flappers was from the time of the Charleston.
Oh, yeah, I love that. Bette Midler and what do you call it? The Roaring 20s.
Well, that by the way, that was Gene Shepherd.
No.
Gene Shepherd's. Yeah, good. Gene
Shepherd. You won the poll.
Singing. What?
He won the poll that I'm 97 plus tax.
No, that's only involving sexuality, Dave.
Gene Shepherd singing the theme song to the Carousel of Progress. Now, if you go to Disneyland or Disney World,
you don't hear it?
That is the version that you hear.
I like that version.
I like the older version from Rex Allen, but. It shows you how things have gotten a little more cartoonish, which we're going to be talking about in a few
you
minutes.
You said cartoonish?
Cartoonish.
That's what cartoonish. I wanted to say about my criticism of the film. It reminded me of like a movie and a cartoon at the same time.
Okay. Yeah.
And the silly side of Disney.
Yeah, Brad Bird, by the way, directed The Incredibles, and he directed this. So there's.
I would say not The Credibles on this one, or Incredibles either.
You
one.
You know what I want to say though is before you go to Disneyland, you want to be stress free. So business owner tax relief, you can explore how to reduce taxes for all eligible companies, schools, and municipalities. So I'd definitely give them a call at 623-888-3210, 623-888-3210, or if you're always on the internet like I am, azbotr.com, azbotr.com, business owner tax relief.
And speaking of Descendants, by the way, remember he said, I didn't even know that existed. I was going to break in and tell him that I was part of that movie too. He doesn't remember me. But I was the half stepson of the Beauty and the full brother of the Beast.
Oh wow!
Did you know that? No, I was. And I was confused. I was the Beauty and the Beast. I'm beautiful inside and out. Thank you very much.
Wow. All right. Well,
wait. Am I? I am. Okay.
Little self-promotion happening over there.
I know.
Yeah, I am the one that invented selfies.
And we're getting some
feedback
feedback from the show. And, of course, give us a call, 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480 if you have any memories to share of Disney World or Disneyland. And also go to breakradioshow.com, click on the big F, that'll take you to our Facebook page where you can share your memories in writing if you're too shy to be on the air, but we'd love to talk to you in person. Or on the phone, not in person. Don't
Everyone should have some type of memory.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, and we want to hear them because, of course, throughout the years, and that's what we're going to touch on here in just a moment. But Stan Robinson, my friend and colleague at Entertainer Magazine, says that he's worked on a lot of shoots at Disney World when living in Orlando for 16 years. His favorite attraction there is Space Mountain, and he says that Eric, the secret of going through theme parks is to go to your left. To start the rides. Most people are right-handed and naturally go to the right to start the rides. So, you know, go to the left. And
is he referring to touching the railings?
No, not touching the railings. Just to, you know.
To avoid crowds.
To avoid the crowds.
Is he referring maybe politically?
Yes. No, lean to the left a different way.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I know. I'm friends with Princess Jasmine.
You are?
Yeah, in Orlando.
I've got autographs
and
from
almost
every...
And then she also was in Tokyo
Ooh.
For a year.
Oh, you
want to
meet her?
Jasmine?
Yeah. Dave, no, she,
he wants
she,
to be
she was one of the ones that whipped you at the Kentucky Derby.
She was one of the ones?
What happened?
You definitely want to meet her. Really, wow. She's Jasmine by day and something else by night.
Jade
Jaminatrix.
Wow.
Well, no, it was, you know, with the riding crop, it was for Kentucky Derby. Yeah.
I still have the welts.
I bet.
I never washed them.
Okay, well... you know, let's talk a little bit about our favorite memories from Disneyland and Disney World. Mm-hmm. As I said earlier in the show, in our first segment, I've been there twice. I went with my mom, my aunt, my cousin, and my uncle. I don't remember the exact years, but I remember one might have been in the late 80s and one maybe in the early 90s. I wish that I've been there since then, but I absolutely loved It's a Small World. It wasn't. I don't recall the crowds being that horrible there, but that at that time, because I think I went. They took us there when, during the school year. So that's another key.
Yeah.
And then after that, I started to get really into school, and I didn't want to miss any. You know,
have you
I
ever heard
the perfect attendance? And
have you heard of a Mr. Baker?
No.
Your principal, line
Ginger
one.
Baker.
No, line one. He's on the line.
Mr. Baker.
He's going to talk to you.
Mr.
We knew you played hooky once to go to Disneyland. And we had a talk with him. He's retired now, so he can't do anything.
He's going to get on you because you shouldn't have had perfect attendance. You should have taken more Disneyland.
Oh, guess what? That I should have taken a because you know what? Disneyland trips would have gotten me a whole lot of more memories. Mm-hmm. All I've got to show is a piece of paper.
Yes, you do. It's horrible, Joseph.
The year before me, they gave the person with perfect attendance a car. I got a piece of paper.
A car.
Yeah.
What school was this?
Yeah, really.
They probably had too many people that saw that and had perfect attendance the next year.
No, I was the only person. I was the only person.
Oh, you got gypped, dude.
I got gypped. And to think, I could have went to Disney World again. And I went to Disney World, Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, that's
and of course,
which is very nice with Epcot Center
and but
MGM.
You know what? When I was that young, I didn't appreciate Epcot. I think that you have to be, I would really appreciate it now.
My kids, the first time we went to Epcot, they were... 5 and 6.
Yeah. Did they?
Loved it.
They did? Okay.
Loved it. Oh, the World of Imagination. That was their favorite. In fact, they told me that if I won the lottery, we needed to build a room with just the lights on the carpet that played all the musical instruments that you could go around and play on and stuff. Yeah, no, they loved the World of Imagination.
Maybe just because I was looking for more of the Disney stuff. But
we've gone to Disneyland so many times that it was like that. Epcot was like, it for us. We didn't even get back to the villages until the second day.
Well, I remember, I got literally a book with all of the characters' signatures.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Autograph book.
Yeah, autograph book. And so that was so much fun. I had breakfast with the characters.
Ooh,
I mean, so
that's fun.
I'm very fortunate to have gotten experience it twice.
I bet if you went back the next day and got the same autographs, they'd all be different.
Maybe. They get writer's cramp. But you
is
know,
that what
I,
it is?
I
where's
met
your
Baymax.
Sense of whimsy, Eric?
I met Baymax when I went
really?
In December. Yes.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Gave
there's
him
so
a
many
hug.
Other characters. I mean, because I was there before the whole Pixar thing and all the computer animation and everything. So I mean, so many other characters. The one thing I remember is I was very sad because the first time I went, I think it was the 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea ride was closed down for renovation
because they were going to make it the Finding Nemo.
Well, no, at that time it was just broken or something like that. It broke for the day. The next time I went, they closed it down because they were going to renovate it and turn it into Little Mermaid.
Oh, Little Mermaid. That's
right. And now it's Finding Nemo.
Mm.
Well, I think it has Little Mermaid in it too. I think
maybe,
but I think it is Finding Nemo's. I just went on it.
I never got to go in the submarine. Long story short.
Well, I have a memory that's not my own memory.
Okay.
But this is how I know that
it was implanted.
No.
Totally.
It's being the baby of the family. Okay.
Yeah.
I was a babe in arms when Disney opened, but I have four older siblings. And my parents took them to Disneyland the year it opened in 1964.
Wow.
Ooh. 1964.
Well,
65. Sorry about that. 65. I'm sorry. It was the World
64
World's
was the World's
Fair.
Fair
was 64. Yeah. And then,
that's where
in
he perfected It's a Small World, the Carousel of Progress.
So my parents took the kids there, and they walked, you went into the gates, but they didn't have the money to buy the tickets because you had to have tickets.
That's right. E tickets.
In order to get
on
the rides. And so you had A tickets, B tickets, C tickets, D tickets. And they only had like one or two E tickets.
E tickets
were
the best.
For the fancy, fancy, great rides, you know, like the Matterhorn, that type of thing.
Yeah.
And so, but they just spent their time just walking around Main Street and looking at everything.
Wow.
Which is really, you know, you think about it now, and that would be kind of cool if they had something a little bit like that for people who financially maybe couldn't afford the whole thing.
That's true.
To just be able to go and get the feel, because there is something magical for the kids. Definitely magical for the kids.
Just to walk in there and walk around. I mean,
well, and see all the fun stuff that they have. But I, by the time then I went as a child, they no longer had those tickets, and my parents had more money, and I was able to go on all the rides. Yay!
So you went twice.
I went twice, and I would say that my favorite ride, hands down, would be It's a Small World. Very vivid memories of that.
Favorite ride, Tricia?
Well, I wasn't going to say my favorite ride. I was going to say something that I missed terribly that was my favorite show was Captain EO.
Oh, okay, yes.
Eric, favorite ride?
If I have to pick one, you know what? Disneyland wouldn't be so bad if it wasn't just overpriced and overcrowded.
Yeah.
Then I wouldn't mind going. I but anyway, going back to favorite ride, I'd say probably the Haunted Mansion.
Oh, Greg, favorite ride.
Well, I was going to say real quick. See, I had always thought, because I didn't know, I knew Small World was at the World's Fair. For some reason, I thought it was earlier, because during Dave's time of the 40s.
Roaring 20s.
And there's that Twilight Zone episode where their airplane goes back in time. So I thought that. But It's a Small World. The opening day, May 28th, 1966. So 11 years after the park opened, you know, the most popular ride, or one of them, comes in. Wow. I don't have a favorite ride.
Really?
No.
How could you not have a favorite ride?
Like, it's so
if
hard.
If you went to Disneyland or Disney World and someone said you can only go on one ride. One ride and that's it.
We'll find out at the end of the show.
Are you kidding me?
It would be it would probably be Space Mountain.
Okay.
Okay, just strictly from Disneyland's perspective. I haven't been to Disney World, you know, Splash Mountain's up there. Even the kiddie rides I love because the feel to
Casey
it.
Casey Jr.?
Okay, you can't go wrong with that.
I like the Peter Pan ride, too.
Yeah, and
that's
they've just...
Cool.
Dumbo?
And they just refurbished Peter Pan. They've added a scene to it, and it, I think it's opening again July 1st, right in time for 4th of July.
Dumbo, I remember that. I mean, it's such a simple ride.
It's fun. Yet
it's, there's something magical about it.
Kathleen's favorite is Haunted Mansion as well.
That is a good one.
That's where you guys met.
Well,
no, that was just his house, the haunted house.
Have you guys been there since they switch it all over to Nightmare Before Christmas for Halloween or for Christmas time?
Nope, haven't seen that. Haven't been there in years. But there was another ride that I liked a lot that they took out, and that was the one where they shrank you.
Oh,
Honey, I Shrunk the Audience.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It was back in the 60s and 70s.
That was awesome.
That's right. That was the one where you were injected in the human body.
I don't know if you were injected in the... Yeah, maybe. There was a big, like, when you walked in, there was a big magnifying, like, what do they call those?
Like a telescope.
Honey, I Shrunk my Kids.
With an eyeball looking down.
No, okay, so it's
that.
Different.
It was before that. And it was when it was like you were really small and then you went in. I thought it was something about the human body.
They replaced it with Star Tours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then Star Tours has been replaced by Star Tours, The Adventure Continues or something.
And it's great.
Is it really? The new one?
Now, speaking of human body, unfortunately, there's been tragedy that has struck at Disneyland.
Yes, including at the Carousel of Progress.
Well, absolutely. Well, and also a month after It's a Small World opened there in 1966 when Dave was in his 70s, a 19-year-old man tried to sneak into the park. And unfortunately, he was going across the monorail track and we know what happened. And
really?
Zapped.
Yeah, absolutely. The People Mover also has claimed a couple lives. And again, it's in these cases, it's the people, not Disney.
Right.
You know, these people are not following the rules with People Mover. You know, I think one guy was trying to reach out to get something on a tree, went out. Now, the People Mover's no longer there. They had, then in the 90s, you guys might remember rocket rods that everyone was talking about, all excited about. It was on the People Mover track, the fast ride. That only lasted a couple years and it was out. So maybe they'll do something up there at some point.
Well, the carousel of... Go ahead, Eric.
I was going to say, did you know that in 1967, when the Imagineers built the Pirates of the Caribbean, that the fake skeletons weren't good enough for them, so they actually went to UCLA Ooh. Medical students and got real skeletons?
Wow.
Well, it says some of the parts of the skeletons are still there, even though most of them have been removed.
Walt was also not happy with the first version of It's a Small World, the song, because it was a ballad, kind of, it was a slower song. And then he said, you know, speed it up. And then he loved the song so much that he changed the name of the ride from Children of the World to It's a Small World.
That is amazing. You know about what sad means?
Sad. I know what sad means.
Okay. Is it an acronym?
What does it mean?
Oh, an acronym?
No. What does it mean?
It means tragedy. It means not happy. It means to cry.
Well, not to cry. Well, it could be. No one asked me what my favorite ride was.
Okay, Dave, how many
we
times...
We thought you were just going to tell us.
Yeah, how many times have you been to Disneyland?
Okay, that's a great question.
And have you been to Disney World as well?
No times at Disney World.
Okay.
But I'd like to go.
I think it's in the plans, too.
Yeah, it is in the plans. However, whoever guesses the exact amount of times I've gone to Disneyland gets a free lunch.
You remember the exact amount?
No.
27.
But, I mean, we're both from Orange County, so being from Orange County, we went there quite often.
Yeah, so let me think. I have to start counting. all right, take over, and I'll chime in
okay,
about
well,
a minute.
I wanted to mention back on the topic of what Greg was saying about the deaths and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Again, someone was misbehaving and fooling around. The girl that was a college student working at the Carousel of Progress, that building that was turned into America Sings, and she was trying to run in and out of the mover that turns the stage, and she got crushed. Someone heard everyone heard a scream, and then when the lights came on, there was a mess there, and she had died. But it wasn't Disney's fault. They have since placed breakaway walls to prevent something like that from happening. But she was playing games, and the other employees confirmed this.
Yeah, it's happened. One of the sadder ones, though, someone was trying to, attempt to be brave here, and it was a good thing. I mean, in the sense that he saved his brother's life. But back in 1973, 18-year-old man and his 10-year-old brother, after Disneyland closed, they stayed across on the Rivers of America area. And, then when the Tom Sawyer, Sawyer Island, I don't know if you guys have been there. It's a fun little area.
I thought so.
When they wanted to leave, though, they were going to swim back, but the 10-year-old brother didn't know how to swim. So the 18-year-old had him swim on his back. Unfortunately, the 18-year-old, he got tired. He drowned. The 10-year-old, though, was saved because they went far enough where a Disney cast member was able to find him. So, I mean, kudos, of course. It's very sad what happened. The 18-year-old, but he saved his brother's life. But again, they were not following the rules, staying there. So most of the issues that have happened at Disneyland have been because of people not following the rules. Maybe later on we'll talk about something a little more recent, though, that unfortunately was the cause of one of the rides.
All right. Now, Dave, back to your number of times you've been there. Have you come to a decision?
I have come to a decision, ladies and gentlemen. O.J. Simpson is... Oh, we're not doing the trial.
No.
Okay.
No, that was like 15 years
ago. All right. Anyone want to? Greg, take a guess. A number.
Your favorite ride. A number of times. Does this involve, let's say, you get a 3-day pass each day or just the different amount of times there? Because when you used to live there, it's a little different.
Yeah. No, it's even if it was 5 days, I count it as one.
I'd say you've been there 12 times.
Well, I'm going to write it down so you know I'm not cheating. Okay.
Really? No. Did you like?
I can tell you how many times you've been there in the last year.
Oh yeah, I know. That's been
how many
lot.
Times have I been there in the last year?
4.
We're still talking about Disneyland, right?
Am I right?
3.
Yes.
Oh, 4.
3? 4.
Yes.
Okay. Well, 3 or 4? You said yes to both. Us. All right, we'll get back to
Trisha. I'm going to say 27.
All right, so we got a 12, a 27, Eric.
I'm going to say 23.
23?
Oh, he took my number.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I'm going to have to make it 21.
Wow, I think it's only been 14.
Wow.
Wow.
Greg's the closest.
Your whole life?
I think so. But in terms of days, I used to go a week at a time, though.
I'm pretty sure I've been there more than 20 times.
Okay, well, see, if you're not talking days, you're talking visits. See, that makes it a little difficult.
How many times have you been to Disneyland or Disney World? 602-252-1480.
Well, you've been there in your life. How many times?
Oh, I would have to.
Hundreds.
I would literally have to count.
Wow.
But, yeah. I like Disney.
And if you haven't gone there, it is really a magical place. I mean, I remember my mom saying that she would love to just live in the trash can there.
That's really?
It's that magical there. I mean,
not
it's just
the trash can.
Well, you know,
well, no, I'm just saying, you know, just hide in the trash can, and you know.
You said live though.
Well, I know, but just okay.
We
want
to clarify this.
But I'm just saying the trash cans there are more magical than real life here.
Well, that
is
true.
Weird. The Twitter trending, they're saying that somebody has been found living under the Pirates of the Caribbean restaurant. Well, this is something.
We already had the breaking news on that. That was Chuck.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Chuck called in earlier. Called
you weren't here. That's right.
That's right.
Yeah,
you and Dave
were running
late.
Yeah.
Do you ever notice all the cats at Disneyland in the parking lot?
No.
No.
Oh, they have tons of feral cats, and they brought them in to get rid of the rats years ago.
Really?
And they're still there. Here's another fun fact. At the Haunted Mansion, while waiting in line, look down at the pavement. You'll see a wedding ring embedded in the concrete.
Whose wedding ring?
It's the Hanging Bride. It belongs to the Hanging Bride inside the ride.
Yeah.
This is weird. Never heard that.
There's all kinds of really cool things that are. Yeah.
But
yeah,
you know what is sad? What sad means? No one's asked me what my favorite.
I did ask.
Oh, yeah,
What was your favorite ride?
All right. I want everyone to guess. I'm writing it down right now.
Oh my
now.
Gosh! Again, why?
I can tell you.
It's fun this way. All right.
But there's so many rides. I'm going to say the Matterhorn.
If you get
two... it is the Matterhorn.
So you're saying Matterhorn?
Yeah.
It's the Matterhorn or Big Thunder, but I think it's the Matterhorn.
All right.
You can see the Yeti there now.
I wrote two things down, and I'm going to circle my final answer. I circled it.
Okay, it's either Big Thunder or... Pirates of the Caribbean.
So you're saying Pirates?
I'll say Matterhorn.
I'm saying Big Thunder.
No, that was David Gates and Bread. It don't matter to me. I was saying it don't Matterhorn to me. Okay.
I'm going to say Thunder Mountain.
Thunder Mountain.
Well, it's either the Big Thunder Railroad or the Matterhorn, I think.
Okay, which one?
Big Thunder Mountain.
Okay, it used to be Big Thunder. The winner is Pirates.
No.
Greg gets the you're closer on both.
Why?
Of them.
Do you have a crush on Chuck?
No, I don't know Chuck.
Are you sure?
I like Pirates. When they put Davy Jones' locker, the face and the thing. And
you know that near the Pirates of the Caribbean there in New Orleans Square, they have an exclusive club there where it's like $25,000 a year, at least something like that, and people could get early admission of the park, and there's like a 14-year waiting list. It is crazy.
Now, how did you know that? That's just incredible to me.
I just want to strike it rich and somehow find a way to get on
but
top of
a
that
14-year like
waiting list, yes.
That Eric, would you join like something like that? Or
the club at Disneyland?
Yeah, like the...
No, I heard there's a like really long waiting list, and it costs a lot of money.
Oh.
Well, you know
where
what?
Did you hear that?
I read it on Google.
Yeah.
Dave, this is a
That's my
pirate.
Favorite ride.
Pirates of the Caribbean, yes. Which is why I figured it was a good time to take a break, because we'll also talk about some of the changes at Disney World and Disneyland.
Yeah.
I always thought it was degrading. They're telling the whole that it's a pirate's life for them.
Okay. Well.
The lady in the red dress.
Yeah.
On that note, this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Disney Parks special.
And we will be right back. This is 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Breakthrough Entertainment. We'll be right back.
We burn up the city, we're really a fright. Drink up behind your hole. We're rascals, scoundrels, villains, and knaves. Drink up behind your hole. We're devils and blacks, really bad eggs. Drink up behind your hole. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. We're beggars and blighters and ne'er-do-well cats. Drink up behind your hole. Aye, but we're loved by our mommies and dads. Drink up behind your hole.